Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. A couple of days ago, the Lord reminded me of a dream that I had last year in 2021, in September. And he reminded me that I had not brought the whole dream to you. There was a part that I had left out because I didn't fully understand it, and I wanted to wait until I had a complete understanding, which I do now. And so I want to bring that to you. Last year, I heard quite a few things about explosions. I had dreams, and I had words, and I had messages. And if I get a chance before I put this video up, I will try to find a few of them and put them in the links below, along with the two dreams that I'm going to share with you right now. Actually, not two dreams, two blogs that I did concerning this one dream. All right, so this dream, many of you will remember it who have been following my channel since last year. It was about an attack, an explosion, probably a missile, that had hit America. In the dream, I was at some kind of a lodge out in the country, and I actually have a better understanding of what that means, being out in the country, and I'll explain that to you in a minute. And I was at a lodge, I was by myself, and I was sleeping, and I was woken up by an earthquake, what I thought was an earthquake. I'm not going to bring the whole dream, I'm just going to bring the quick highlights. And when I went downstairs, a receptionist came to me and told me that there had been an attack on a city. And that city was Washington. It was Washington, D.C. that had been attacked. And there was an explosion. And the receptionist also told me who had attacked Washington, D.C. And that's the part that I did not put in the blog or the video because I didn't quite understand it, because what I heard was it was New York City. And that made no sense to me. So what I want to bring to you now, brothers and sisters, is that what I feel that what that meant was is that it's a false flag. It will be blamed on someone else or some other country. It will be blamed, but it will not be what it looks like. It will be a deception. It'll be a deception. It's going to be, they're going to give you a cover story to deceive the world. So we must remember that the father of lies, he is behind all evil, and he uses his children to do his bidding. And that means they cannot tell the truth because they are full of darkness and deceit. So as children of the light, we must seek the Father of light, our Heavenly Father, so we will not be caught up in their lies and deceptions and their false narratives. So I believe that this dream wasn't just a warning for an attack that's coming or attacks that's coming, but it was also a warning about deception, about the enemy bringing his lies, and most people believe it. You know, the Lord uses his people to bring the truth because we walk in the spirit of truth. Remember our armor? We put on the belt of the spirit of truth, the belt of truth. His people are to be telling the truth, not lies, and not living in the lies and deceptions that the enemy brings. we are to be the light. Okay, so the last thing I want to bring to you is about the country. The fact that in this dream I was in the countryside, far away, far away. I got a feeling in this dream I was really far away from where this attack happened, where this explosion happened. And I understand that that meant that it's going to not just affect a small area. It's going to be something much larger, brothers and sisters, much larger. And people, even if you're in the country, will be affected by it. Because in the dream, it was a mammoth earthquake that I felt in that dream. It caused a huge earthquake. Okay, so like I said, I will have the actual dream, and then that in my blog. The link is down below. And then the second blog I did, and in the second blog I actually revealed that this attack comes on Washington. And now this is the third video concerning the dream, and now I'm explaining to you that it is a false flag. All right, now I want to say tell you something about at the end of a long message I received on October 2nd, 2022, and I'm not going to bring you that message right now, but at the end of the message, I heard something from the Lord, which wasn't related at all to the message, but it was just kind of came out of the blue. It was the last thing I heard from the Lord that day, and this is what I heard. I heard, war comes from afar and will land on your beaches. I'll say it again. War comes from afar and will land on your beaches. Now, I don't know if that's about America or not, but since it said your beaches and I live in America, I'm assuming it's America. So take this to the Lord, brothers and sisters. Pray about it. Seek your own confirmations and further revelation about it. And please, please, if you are not already praying for the condition that the world is in right now, which is really a mess, then please start today. Start to pray. Please pray for peace. Pray for mercy. And pray for His grace to help us in our time of need. I'm now going to end with two scriptures. Jeremiah 6, 16 through 19. Therefore, hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, the fruits of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it. And then Jeremiah 8, 6 through 7. I listened and heard, but they do not speak aright. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his own course. As the horse rushes into battle, even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times. And the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow, they observe the times of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.